Open Language 英语。
潘吉杰里告诉你。
Happy Valentine's Day， 大家好，我是 Jenny。
Hey guys, Happy Valentine's Day, Spencer.
Wow, what sexy voice.
Oh yeah.
情人节 Valentine's Day 当然就要送给大家比较性感的。
I want to sweep all you ladies off your feet.
Sweep all you ladies off your feet. 啊、那嘿，我们今天就会讲讲一些和Valentine's Day 啊，然后和 love 和爱或者和肉体关系 sex 有关的一些。
你到底爱不爱我 ，Jenny？
我对你有那个同志革命感情的爱，这也是一种爱啊。那既然 Spencer 刚讲了很好的那个 slang 那个俚语啊，你说 sweep someone off their feet，
yeah,
就先从这个开始讲好了。What does it mean?
It well, maybe this is a bad explanation, but it means to woo a lady.
等一下 ，woo, w o o.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not sure it's quite a real word, but this is a terminology. It's been around for a long time.
这个 woo 其实我觉得就是中文追的意思，追一个。
Well, no, Dre just should, like, kind of pursue a lady. To woo a lady is to make them like you. They're like, oh, wow. If you sweep a woman off her feet, she's, oh, 可能她就爱上了。
被爱上你了。
对，爱上。
Sweep someone off their feet.、
Mm-hmm.
一般就是说一个男的 sweep a lady off her feet.
Yeah, it's to kind of come in and just whoop and just kind of grab.
抱起来、
yeah.
对吧就是把他。
哎呦我的白马王子来了。
Prince Charming 双脚离地把他抱起来就带他走了。很少用就是 a woman, you know, sweeps a man off his feet.
Oh yeah, no, we don't say that.
比较少啊。
Yeah,
所以其实你看你们美国社会的 value 也是要好像男追女而不是 the other way around.
Well, women are absolutely free to make their feelings known. And
讲到女生我这里有一个很好的说法。Put out. 是吧说一个女的如果就是我们新时代的女性积极主动、然后呢Make your feelings known, well, 对不对？你可以 put out, 但是呢 put out 是有一点不好的意思。
Well, I don't know, put out is important. I mean, 心驰色也，对吧？ I mean, come on.
色性也，对不对？
是色性也。Anyway, yeah.
那先解释一下 put out 是什么意思啊？一般呢就是说一个女生 ，Oh, she really put out tonight.
Yeah, well, we wouldn't say she really put out. We just say, did she or did she not
put out?
So it's, you know, did you or did you not, do it? Did you have sex or not?
这个 put out 就是这个女的就是现身了嘛，有点这个意思啊。但有的时候我觉得 put out 也不一定要有那个肉体关系，有可能是这个女的很主动，对吧？然后穿了一个很low cut。我想到 put out 就是说他今天穿得很露那两个胸 boobs 都要 out 都要掉出来
that's wrong put out means to
一定要有关系的
put out means you to have sex
something physical
no
happened.
All the way
all the way okay
如果一个男的觉得他做成功了那个女的就 put out
所以今天的节目呢有一点重口味如果我们有一些听众你年纪比较小或者什么啊，希望克制一点不要听好那再接下来看一点比较那个大众皆宜的啊男女老少都能听的一些英语俚语现在看看叫一个你的那个另一半啊你的 honey 啊除了 girlfriend boyfriend还有什么样的 alternative 呢有什么替代的词
You know, someone might say, depending on where you live, I think this term is common in cities like New York or my hometown, D.C. Say, oh, that's my boo. That kind of means like, oh, that's my baby.
Boo?
Yeah, boo.
是什么 B-O-O?
Yeah, 应该是 B-O-O, yeah. I think it's B-O-O. Just, oh, that's my boo.
就是他是我的男朋友或者女朋友是吧那这个 boo 就是男女都能用的
yeah I didn't call my ex-girlfriend boo too much but she would you know she'd maybe call me on the phone and say how's it going boo so she would say it to me I think girls tend to say it a bit more than guys Guys, I suppose still tend to call their girlfriends baby or something
baby
like that.
Baby or bae. 现在流行的对吧？
Yeah, some people do say that. I've never said that.
然后比较 old fashioned, 比较传统一点的有什么 This is my...Other half or significant other.
Well, significant other, yes. Yeah, it's kind of cold, almost.
你觉得听起来有点冷，没有什么感情。
Yeah. I wouldn't say, you know, you might, someone, maybe a third person might ask you, oh, is that your significant
or
other?
Or do you have a significant other in your life?
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. But, you know, you wouldn't say, oh, you're my significant other. You know, you might say, oh, you know, you're my love or something like that.
好肉麻有点还有一个也不要叫一个人说他是我的 lover 这个听起来也有点奇怪而且好像 in American English at least 说一个人是 lover 的时候有点那种 mistress 第三者的这个意思对吧 oh he has a lover
it can definitely have that sort of connotation it can have that but it does sound a bit physicalyou know, maybe it's your booty call, right?
Just 等一下说，就讲 lover 或者时候，就是比较有那个激情在里面，是吧？
Mm-hmm.
有点肉体的那个
因素。Yeah, definitely a passionate.
Oh,
it's definitely a lot of. If you're calling someone your lover, there's definitely a lot of passion there.
然后呢，啊，还有一个我觉得挺有意思的，叫 main squeeze.
Oh yeah, main squeeze.
也是形容你的男朋友或者女朋友，可以说哦，他是我的 main squeeze.
You could say it's my main squeeze, but...
这个 main squeeze, 先跟大家说一下, main 就是主要的, M-A-I-N,
mm-hmm.
对吧? Squeeze, S-Q-U-E-Z-E, 是挤的意思,或者榨,比如榨橙汁, freshly squeezed juice.
也就是榨的意思。
就榨,所以我觉得这也很奇怪,然后我问 Spencer 说为什么会叫 main squeeze, 是你的男朋友女朋友,他说哦,这个不太好说,然后好像也和 sex 有点关系,那我们就不说了。Anyways, 也有这个说法。
Yeah, main squeeze...So main squeeze also
不用解释太多了。
Oh, I was just gonna say that it could also if you say main squeeze, it might 可能是意味着你也有另外的人 you know, because it's main, so you might have more than one person.
你还有很多 minor 的。
But yeah, but that
major,
yeah minor, but that person is the main one. They're your favorite.你最喜欢的、
哎呦你以为你是皇帝啊还搞得三妻六妾的、
yeah.
什么后宫佳丽
啊唐朝
好现在已经不是那个时代了啊那我们接下来去看看刚刚 Spencer 已经讲了一个词叫 booty call 啊、你用过陌陌那个 app 吗知道吗有点像 Tinder
I had it then I 删掉了 I didn't want it anymore
因为那个 app 就是一个 booty call app
这是浪费我时间吧
那 booty call 的意思呢就是
kind of like 跑友
对约炮是吧
约炮 yeah
booty booty
yeah this means like 屁股
屁股啊 booty 是屁股的一个 nickname、booty call这个真的就是你打电话给一个人，然后说，哦，is this a booty call？
You know, maybe if you're drunk and it's midnight on a Friday night and you're by yourself and you call a lady, that is your attempt at a booty call.
然后这女的就会跟她的闺蜜说，哦，我才不去呢，这男的显然就是一个 booty call，
You know, so it can be like a 动词 it can be like a verb, so when you make that phone call, you're making a booty call.
You're making a booty call.
But a person, I guess it can also be a 形容词 you can say they are my booty call, 对吧？
哦，也可以的。
You can say they're a booty call. They're just a booty call.
这个人就是我的 booty call
炮友。Yeah.
Okay, 或者还有一个叫 friends with benefits.
Yeah, friends with benefits. Yeah, friends with benefits. It means it's you know it's very casual. That person is your booty call most likely.
你的 casual sex 的朋友。
Yeah.
好，其实美国社会我觉得也没那么凌乱了。主要就是可能六十年代那个整个 hippie movement, free love, 对吧？然后改变了很多啊。
Yeah.
但是还是美国社会有一些很 conservative 的人，他们觉得哦，这么败坏，这么 corrupt。
Yeah, well, I don't hang out with those people too much. So,
you hang out with conservative 保守的人还是 booty call 的人
Oh, I like the 嬉皮士 booty call 的人
你以 TMI, too much information. 好，那现在你正在收听的是由 Open Language 带来的每周轻松美国文化脱口秀潘吉杰尼告诉你。那想要更加系统性的学习英文呢，可以去 openlanguage.com 或者下载我们的 free app Open Language app， 尝试一下我们各个级别的免费课程。那有六个不同的级别，然后400多节不同主题的英语课啊。每课呢，我们都会有很精心编写的对话，然后还有老师的讲解音频，然后还有很多很多你可以自己去自学的内容。那不管你是职场啊还是日常生活英语有兴趣，我觉得都可以在我们很丰富的课程库里找到适合你自己的内容。那如果大家试用以后觉得喜欢想购买的话呢，那你可以到我们的官网 openlanguage.com 购买一年的课程，然后输入优惠码 GAOSUNI， 就是告诉你的拼音，就会有9折优惠，学习一年只要629块。好，那 Spencer， 我们刚刚也看了很多和恋爱呀、爱呀、然后 sex 啊、性有关的这些英语啊。现在说一个我觉得挺有意思的，叫 make out。
Oh, make out。
对，这个和 make love 不一样啊。
Oh yeah, yeah. Making out is just, I mean, that's a very old term. Just it means to basically just kiss somebody. Rather to French kiss, meaning to use the tongue.
Make out 不是形容很多 activities 吗？就是很多这种 physical activities。我的印象，只要不是那个 make love， 然后其他大家比较亲密的一些都可以叫 make out， 不是吗
？No, make out is usually just pretty much just kissing. I mean, you might be touching the person, but that doesn't it doesn't really you know 不包括这个。
那有什么词是包括的？
就是、亲热。You might say, oh, we were just messing around.
Messing around
to play around to fool around.
Around. 好了，那刚刚这些呢，什么 messing around, fooling around, 就是亲亲我亲热的意思啊。然后如果你的朋友呢，这个有两个人在那儿in public, 我们可以说 PDA, 对吧、
oh, yeah.
Public display of affection.、
Yeah.
Affection 就是亲热的意思，对吧、
yeah.
Public, 大庭广众公众、这个众目睽睽之下啊 ,display 展示。但是亲亲我然后你可以跟他说哦你们两个太恶心了 ,so gross, right? Gross 就是这个恶心的意思啊，然后你可以叫他什么
Well, if you got someone who's just doing like PDA,
你可以叫他 get a room,
yeah,
right?
I mean, yeah, you could say get a room, you two.
You two,、
yeah.
不要在这恶心我们的你俩去 get a room, 开个房子。这其实蛮常用的是吧 Oh, you guys are gross, go get a room.
Yeah, yeah, nobody wants to see that.
哎，然后 Spencer, 你知道中文有一个说法叫电灯泡。
电灯泡 third wheel.
Third wheel, 英文叫 third wheel, 电灯泡了。哎，我还听过有一些说什么，我今天这是什么 reach first base, second base, 什么 third base,、
yeah.
这样的用 baseball, 棒球的一些说法来形容这个 you know, 卿卿我啊什么现在还用吗、
yeah. 这个比喻是有点过时了我觉得 it's a little outdated, no one, maybe some younger people or a little more immature kids might kind of talk about that still, but generally speaking, no one would talk to me about it that way.
然后现在我前段时间新学的一个词叫 sexting。
Oh yeah, sexting, phone boning, as I like to call it.
Phone boning. 我们这两个词都解释一下啊。那 sexting 呢，就是从两个词来的，一个是 sex， 一个是 texting，
yeah,
发短信。
Yeah, yeah.
Sexting 就是在手机上发一些自己那个很 sexy 的照片啊、或者两个人在言语上有一些这样啊
yeah
然后你说的那个 phone boning
phone boning yeah that's just my personal joke when I say phone boning I practically mean sexting or maybe you know maybe talking on the phone having like phone sex
Phone sex.
Yeah, phone sex.
有这个想法哦。
Oh, yeah. I mean, for a long time, before the internet, there were a lot of...
对对对 business.
There were a lot of phone sex.
生意，对对对。
Hotlines, 热线，对吧？ There's a lot of phone sex hotlines.
对，在美国，你半夜看电视都是这样的广告。
Yeah.
不要问我怎么知道的。我朋友告诉我的。好，那不管怎么样呢，我们祝大家有一个非常浪漫的情人节。今天我们的节目也算是尺度比较大了一点啊。 重口味，重口味英文怎么说啊？
you could say it's juicy.
Juicy, 多汁儿的。
maybe meaty. You got something you can bite into.
多肉的。
Yeah.
不管怎么样了，这个，因为我们都是人嘛，是吧？都有这样的，就 fact of life 啊，生活就是这样的。不管怎么样，祝大家有一个 happy Valentine's Day。最后要说一下，如果你说一个人他是我的 Valentine， 也可以说，但我觉得也是比较 corny， 很肉麻的，对不对
？Yeah, that is a bit corny.
That's
my Valentine.
Yeah,
no, that's a bit corny. But you know, I mean, maybe some girls like corny stuff. You know, maybe you could say, "Will you be my Valentine?"
Yeah, so go and sweep her off her feet.
That I will, Jenny. That I will.
Happy Valentine's, and we'll see you next time. 再见。
Bye bye.